And what a joy to be here with you as hearing you shout those songs of praise, just as we sang about and talked about. And I know, I just know, that everyone is in here singing and shouting as loud or louder than you ever have for the Houston Astros, right? Now, I'm going to guess that sometime during Game 1 of the World Series, there was some shouting going on, but it was probably along the lines of, "Oh no! How could this be happening?" And it's tough. It's tough when we root for a team and they don't win. Now, we've been in this experience. I think the news announcer during the game said, the Astros have never won Game 1. So maybe, somehow, some way we can take a breath and take it easy. Certainly we have this day of rest that God has provided for us to rebuild our strength after two tense games, right? Also, though, we have this reminder here on Reformation Sunday that we not only root for a team, but are part of a team, the kingdom of God, which has never lost a game, which has never failed, which has never struggled, which has never brought on moments of, oh no, how can this be happening? But instead, its throats shouting for joy, for the love that is shown to us through Jesus Christ alone, in Scripture alone, as He gives us His grace alone that we can only accept by faith alone. And it's those words, those promises of the Reformation that I hope we can make meaningful today, because baseball teams or sports teams are going to win or lose. But when we were talking about something that's the anchor of our life and our salvation, we want to really know that we are on this winning team. We want it to really sink in, don't we? We want it to make sense. And rather than just have today be about, yay, Lutherans, I hope that today can be about, yay, God, and the strength He gives to anyone who will believe in Him by grace alone, faith alone, Scripture alone, and for Christ alone. So with that in mind, I offer you the following parable. Once upon a time, there was a man who tried to win the Powerball, and he lost. So then suddenly he found himself on an old TV show called Let's Make a Deal. There he was offered a big pile of cash or what's behind curtain number two. He decided, not knowing, to take what was behind curtain number two, and it was a brand new car. As the car was delivered to his home, there was a little mix-up, there was a little mistake, because there was no owner's manual, and there was just simply this little kind of rectangular black little thing that fits in the palm of your hand, and the car. And the poor man did not know how to use it. Oh, I may have forgotten to mention that this man lived in a town that we might be familiar with, Stuckinsylvania. It's kind of like Pennsylvania, except they never ever even make it to the World Series. But there in Stuckinsylvania, this poor man had his little tiny black rectangle in his hand and a car in front of his house and no idea what to do. Now, we laugh at this parable, because we who drive or have driven cars all of our lives know exactly what's needed and exactly what's going to happen, right? It all makes sense. But for us to really have this parable, I hope, sink in and help our Reformation faith make more sense to us, please allow me to unpack it. You see, I want to suggest to you that Christ alone is like the car. You and I'm not going to go anywhere. I've already like sinned by talking about different towns and different sports teams. And you know, I'm excluding, you know, any audience that finds this from another nation or anywhere else. So I'm nowhere near going to even approach brand loyalty about cars, okay? But the Christ is like the car. How else are you and I going to make the journey in life, the journey even not just in this life, but in eternal life, that journey all the way to heaven, if we do not have Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, the car to get us there? For this man to receive the car is a wonderful thing. And yet, there's more that is needed. Not because Jesus, the car, is insufficient, but to fully unpack the gift of Jesus, more is needed, isn't it? And so what comes next? Well, that little black rectangle in his hand, you and I might know today as a key fob. You know, we don't put keys into car doors all that much anymore. We just have those little clicker things, the fobs. Faith alone is like the key. Without that key, what good is the car? But with the key, you can get in the car and unlock it, and only one key will work. Thankfully, when I go out into the crowded parking lot at HEB or wherever it is, and if I can't remember where I parked my car, I can click on my clicker until I see the lights go on. But it's only my car. It's not anyone else's car. That means nobody takes mine. The faith alone is that key that unlocks what we need from Jesus. But the car and the key to unlock it, well, there's even still more needed. Not because faith isn't enough to unlock it, but because there is so much involved in all that God wants to give us. That he wants our cup overflowing. That he wants us to have that joy, as we heard about there. That we receive it by faith and we realize what a fortress and a strength he is. How about grace alone? That grace alone is like the gas that goes into the car. Now, I know you could drive a diesel. I know you could drive an electric. I understand that. But you're not going to put diesel into a gas car tank, are you? You're not going to try to you put water in if you have an electric car. That's not going to work. Gas alone is going to drive the car that you get, whatever is the fuel that's there. And it is the grace alone that drives us, that moves us forward towards the Christ who loves us, who sacrificed for us. It is that grace of God loving us enough to take our place, to make us daughters and sons of God. That grace alone is the car, is the fuel that helps us go on our journey. But there's still more that he wants us to have. How do we understand Scripture alone? Well, can I suggest that Scripture alone is like the GPS that you would use to map out your journey? If you and I are trying to get someplace we've never been to before, we could just sort of figure it's west somewhere. Or we can allow the map of God, who from all of eternity sees the pitfalls and the side roads and the breakdown lanes and all of the trouble along the route, and helps us avoid that and instead helps us walk in his holy way, drive and live even unto eternity, not turning to the right or to the left, but going straight in the way he would have for us. The GPS, it's the Scripture alone. Turning to that word that shows us what his love looks like and shows us what the world cannot give that only he can give. But I want to suggest to you, there is even still more than these Reformation gifts of Christ who is like the car, and faith that is like the key, and grace that is like the fuel, and the GPS that is like the Scripture. You know what's even more like it? Drive the car. What good does it do the man from stuck in Sinsylvania, or any of us, if it just sits in front of the house? What good does it do if it gets filled with gas and he unlocks the door and he sits inside and goes, look at my bright shiny car. But he doesn't drive it anywhere. What good does it do for you and I to know that we are saved by Jesus Christ alone, through his grace poured out on the cross alone, and receiving all of that by faith alone, given to us by the Holy Spirit, depending and guided by God through his Scripture alone? What good does it do us to know that if we don't drive and live it and do it every single day? Friends, I want to suggest to you, just as the Word of God says that faith without works is dead, we who are so worried about works-based justification and salvation cannot miss the fact that God wanted to give that gift of that car and that key and the gas and the guidance of the GPS in Scripture. He wanted to give that so you and I could move forward in this life. Forward as a witness to others of the gifts he would give. Forward through the storms and the struggles that are out there. Forward all the way until the day when our eyes close in the death of sleep here and they open forever to life eternal with him. So let us take this wonderful Reformation faith that has been the anchor for millions and for over five centuries. Let's take it and drive the car. Live the faith. Treasure the grace and still be amazed by it. Cling to Jesus Christ and to His Word alone, that He may bring us to life and bring still more to life, even through us, here today, all to His glory. Amen.